Firearms are undoubtedly the most, or indeed perhaps the only, aristocratic objects in the museum. But they are also the ultimate proof of the importance of the ironworking industries in the area. This is borne out by museums all around the world, who have in their collection firearms made in the Ripoll. Among them the Royal Armouries in the Tower of London, the Victoria and Albert Museum, and the National Museum of Scotland. We've already talked about the quality of the raw material produced by the forges. The wealth of finishes is amply evident here. But there is a third factor that made the guns produced in the Ripoll exceptional, and that was their safety. After all, aren't we still afraid of something backfiring? In technical terms, backfiring occurred when a gun barrel was badly welded and the rear exploded. The craftsmen in Ripoll found a way to minimize the risk, which was to make a spiral barrel, one as solid as a Solomonic column. The inside of the barrel was polished using a hydraulic lathe, like the one depicted in the small diorama next to the entrance. Guilds played a very important role too. Here in Ripoll, they decided that there would be no gunsmiths, as found elsewhere, but much more specialized craftsmen. Barrel makers, trigger makers, and finally, those who made the grips and butts and assembled the guns. The next stop is the last one on our tour. Spend as long as you like admiring the work of our local craftsmen.